This day, Vayikra, Shir 442, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we are describing the Gibayrim of David HaMelech. Vayerdu Shleisha Meha Shleishim Reish, three from the, it's a shal exactly how to darshan, how to read these psukim, but apparently the Pasuk Pshat is three from the 30 Gibayrim. Rashi says that they were in charge of a big encampment. Other Rishonim learned that they ruled over 30 people, but three from the 30 people. They came and they reached David to Ma'oras Adulam, which is a place. And the animals, the plishtim, they're called chayas. They're machanas, were an Eimek Rephaim. That was the story. What happened? The David, Ozma Metzuda. David was in Metzuda, fortress. So Matzah Plishtim Oz Beis Lachem. The Matzah Plishtim was in Beis Lachem. Vayis'ave David vayayimar miyashkeni mayim. Dar David had a taiva, and he said, who's going to give me a drink of water? Mi bar Beis Lachem asher bashar. From the bar of Beis Lachem, which is Bashar. Chazal say, Gemara Baba Kama, he didn't read water, he wasn't thirsty, it meant he had a halachic question. And he was asking, halacha shayla. What exactly the halacha shayla was, the Gemara in Baba Kama discusses it. But Pashm Shad is he was looking for water, but Chazal say he had a halacha question. It's called Maya. Vayivku shleishas ha-gibarim b'machane plishtim, the three gibarim broke through the plishtim. Vayishavu mayim b'bar b'is lachem asher b'shar. They drew the water from Barbeis Lachem Asher Bashar. Vayisu vayaviyu al David. They carried it and they brought it to David. Vayaval ishtaisam, he didn't want to drink it. Vayaseich isam lashem. He poured it out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Which Chazal say, if a person gives up his life for Misa al Divrei Taira, puts himself in a matzah of sakana, they don't say over the memra in his name. They said it over in the name of the Gemara. They didn't say it over in the name, the psak that they got. They didn't say it over in the name of the Gibayr. Said it over in the name of the Gemara. And even though we find people who are Maisa Nefesh V'tayr, but apparently there's different situations. It means to break through an army which was not necessary, and they just did it, and Maisa Nefesh is different. The Kiva was Maisa Nefesh V'tayr too, but that was Maseiros Nefesh because or else Tayr won't have a Kiva. But here, they just made an effort to get some sort of taira, and that's considered a taina. Why it's a taina, there are different ways to explain. Let's just not forget about the Pashm Shah. Pashm Shah is there made an effort to get him water. And David HaMelech didn't appreciate it, and therefore he poured it to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's just Pashm Shah. He didn't think it was right. And if it's a halacha, a person should never go to an extreme. Whenever somebody does something extreme, you should know that the extreme is going to play out in a negative way. So you say it in life. People that are extreme, even in a mitzvah, person goes extreme, usually that means he's weak in a different area. Extreme does not come from a subservience to the Rebbeinu Shalom, generally speaking. Vayomer David said, Chalilu me Hashem me'aseisi zayis, I can never do this. Hadama anoshim holchem en avshaysam, I should drink the blood, so to speak. The Mesiris Nefesh that they did, v'le'ov l'shtaysam, eila asur shleishas ha-gibayim. This is what the three gibayim did. Now these three gibayim didn't even come close. Well, we didn't discuss. We're going to discuss Avishai and the other Gibayim. But these are the three Gibayim that broke through to give David this halacha.